DVR a moment.
PJ4, CTD Mobile.
Excuse me, I got a frog in my throat for some reason here. Well, are you headed to work or just enjoying the day?
Gotta go pay taxes for the company. And my mom, I don't know what to say about her. She went to church Sunday. She went to church Sunday. And she fell and she broke open her leg that she just had her knee replacement on and had to get 22 stitches.
Sounds painful, Wyatt. Sorry to hear that.
The thing I can say is, you know, I was thinking when my sister told me, well, I bet my mom feels like a monkey's butt now for not taking her walker, because apparently that's the reason why she fell.
Yeah, that's no doubt about that, but when you get older, sometimes your judgment isn't as good, I guess, and I don't know how old she is, but we all get there eventually.
Five and change, and you know she's one of these very independent kind of individuals, and she knows she's supposed to take her walker if she doesn't have somebody to hold on to, and she deliberately did not. She made my brother-in-law stay behind, and she just hopped up and started trundling across the church apparently, and then fell over.
Gotta say, that's an expensive mistake.
I give her a lot of grief about it, but I am gonna give her a little bit of grief, because she's been doing that. She's like, I can walk just fine. I don't need no stroller or walker or anything. And it's like, woman, no, you just had a knee replacement. You still haven't recovered from your trip to the hospital this past summer. Take your stupid walker.
But it's kind of like me. Now and then I have to use those electric carts to get around in a big store, like the big box stores. And by the way, that's where we're headed, over towards Spartanburg. And it just makes you feel less than whole, I guess. I can walk a ways, but then I run out of energy, shall we say. And so on those, I usually go ahead and take the big. I like to walk if I can, like Walmart and that. 99 times out of 100, I'll walk it. But you get into something like Costco or Sam's or something like that, I just can't hack it. And you just kind of hate to give in to that, though.
I understand her mentality, but she knows she can't walk it because she gets the little electric cart for the grocery store instead of, you know, walking with a cart. So she knows she's a little, you know, off balance, though. But I don't know. So she just wants to be cantankerous, I think.
It does happen. I know my balance. It makes me mad. I used to get up and just walk down the top of our roof back home, and it was a 412 pitch on it. Pretty steep. Never think a thing about it. I'd go up and work up to 65 feet in the air every day. But now my feet have shrunk down. I wear a 13B and actually could wear an A. And my balance is off. So it scares me to even get on the roof anymore. I just don't do it. Had a tree that kept putting a bunch of leaves in the gutter, so I just had it cut down. I don't have to go up there and blow out the gutters anymore.
Never been a fan of heights. I mean, I can climb a tower. It's not a big deal. As long as I'm looking straight out, not looking up, not looking down, I'm fine. If I look down or if I look up, I can't do it. But I don't like steep roofs. It's a long way down. KJ4, CTD Mobile.
This is NZ0GR. Yeah, I used to have to go out and climb up on a roof and work on a 13 million BTU stress oven. And then on the other roof, there was two 275,000 BTU heaters for the sandblast room. And when it'd get ice on it in the wintertime up in Kansas, says anything over 20 feet, you're probably not going to survive it. And I got to agree with that. I come pretty close a couple of times. But you got to do what you got to do, you know, if you're earning a living.
All that kills you, it's that sudden stop at the end.
Not like a parachutist. Yeah, I got caught walking across a beam one day, and I didn't realize it, but they could see me from the front office, and I got called into the superintendent's office, and he says, don't ever do that again. I was up working on some 480 volt three-phase hot bars, and it just seemed a lot shorter to just walk across that beam. And there's nothing on either side of you, and it was 45 feet in the air, and sort of like high walking, high wire walking, but I don't do that anymore.
When I have to do something like that, or when I used to do something like that, it's like, always have one or two hands on something else, or if not, get down on your butt and scoot across the beam. That was my philosophy. But, you know, these people that jump out of perfectly good airplanes, they're just stupid.
Yeah, this is NZTR. I joined the Jacksonville Parachute Club, I think they call it, something like that, when I was going to school down there years ago in the service, and they didn't have a quorum that quarter, and so I didn't get the jump. I've been through parachute training and all of that, and drug through swimming pools, hooked to a parachute harness and had to escape it, and yada, yada, yada. But I never did get the jump, but I always wanted to do that. But now that I'm 76, I'm not going to be like President Bush and them and jump tandem out there when I get that old, because something will probably break.
I do the cheap way and have Bernice push out the window.
A hole here. I'm climbing out now. Say again, Mike.
Just have your wife push you out the window. It'll be sort of like parachuting.
I've flown in paragliders, and that's about as close to it as you can get. And I just love that. But after a couple of hard landings, I kind of decided that wasn't the best way to go. Anyways, I couldn't afford one. They were way back. They were 10 grand up.
At Dark Ages, when they first came out, I had wanted to actually buy an ultralight. I thought that'd be really cool to do. And but you're right, they were freaking expensive back in the 80s.
A manufacturing place for the paragliders, not ultralights, just paragliders. What town was that in, Bernice? It was Oklahoma, huh? Oh, Columbus, Kansas, he says. And one day when we was down there, they had a big meet, and they tried to put up 200 of them at the same time, Wyatt. That was really colorful, let me tell you. But you know what got me was, down at the final approach to the runway, there were people parked all across that road, and that's my GPS talking. All it was a barbed wire fence, and you come over the top of it and landed in a field. And those idiots were parked right square in front of that approach, which if one of those come in low, they're kind of pointy. I don't think I'd want that coming through my windshield. Any kind of a license back then either.
Well, you didn't have to have a license for the ultralight either. I mean, you know, it's not like I don't have any training on how to fly. I mean, I can fly IFR. I just can't fly VFR, apparently.
Yeah, a lot of guys can't hack that IFR stuff. It's really a challenge to learn how to do that. My nephew flies 787s, and he sent me the picture of the grid points going into South Korea, in a picture. And it's just amazing what those guys can do nowadays. Of course, they fly from point to point to point.
Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango.
Correct. Rusty.
Good morning, Rusty.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, IFR really isn't all that different from VFR, except for you have electronic instrumentation telling you where you're going. You still have your artificial horizon, which you technically have in a VFR aircraft as well. It's just my problem was always being able to try and figure out where I was by just simply looking out the window, because my eyesight's not that great, and when it's hazy out, I can't see squat. Go ahead, Rusty. KJ4CTD Mobile.
Good morning, Wyatt. Good morning, Tom. And I'll just sit here at the house getting things done, doing some laundry. You know, doing the stuff that has to be done on a regular basis, and nobody else is going to do it if you don't do it yourself. So, anyway, it sounds like you're off to do some work today, Wyatt. Maybe that'll keep you out of trouble for at least a little while anyway. Go ahead, Tom.
Get around this guy up here in front of me, and he just wants to drive parallel to this stupid truck, which can throw rocks at you. So there's no way to get around the fool. But, yeah, Wyatt, I know what you mean, the vertical gyro indicator and that. But I guess it's pretty easy to get vertigo when you fly into clouds and that. Well, Rusty, we're headed over to Sam's, I guess, maybe Costco's, I don't know which one, Bernice, both of them, she says. We're about halfway there. We're in Lyman, is it, or Wolford, somewhere in there at that big stoplight over here. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, go ahead and tell them, y'all, I'm about to hit Paris Mountain Shadow, and Rusty, I have to go fuss at my mom, because she went to church, and she fell over, and she ended up with 22 stitches. So, I don't know if I'm going to be out of trouble or not. Anyway, y'all have a good day. 73 is y'all. KJ4, CTDB, can't even say my call. KJ4, CTD, mobile, short time.
Catch you later, W2T. Go ahead, Tom.
This guy pull out in front of me here with a couple of car links left. They drive among us, Rusty.
I tried to stay off the road until later today and see, and all, because I got to try to get a few things done around here before I can go anywhere, and then I'm gonna not get to go far, so till it's time to go to rehearsals tonight. So anyway, that's what's going on over here, and just checking around to see what's going on and everything else, and try to keep up with you know, things that are going, as they say. And been on the phone with my sister a couple of times this morning. We still don't know when her surgery's going to be, so that's still a hurry-up-and-wait situation, you know?
Oh, okay. I didn't know it. Yeah, it sounded like his mom really messed up her surgery that she just had and got 20-some stitches. Ooh, that sounds painful. Well, my knee started, knock on wood, it quit hurting. It was making me think I might have to get one of them store-bought knees, but I canceled the appointment and it's doing all right now. Boy, I'd love to, we'd love to get outside, Rusty, but there's 15, 20-mile-an-hour winds over there at our house. And at 55 degrees, that's pretty cold. We can't do it.
It's breezy. It's a little bit breezy over here at my house. It's not quite that breezy, but it's breezy enough. And I've been in and out a couple of times to see what's going on and everything outside. I think I have a magpie out here also. It sounded like a while ago, magpie calling out, so we'll see what happens and all. I'm doing some laundry, like I said, got to finish making up the bed and get rid of dishes. And had me an easy over egg on a toast this morning with some sausage patties and coffee and orange juice. I think that was a good breakfast today. Tom, over.
I wasn't that hungry. I just had some Rice Krispies with fruit in it this morning, Rusty. Went light. Sometimes of a morning, food just doesn't sound too good.
Well, that's the first time since I got my new pans that I was able to try cooking an easy over egg. Usually when I do easy over eggs, they stick when you flip them over and then it breaks the yolk, and then you got a fried yolk on that. And this was, I was able to ease it over and then slide it out of the pan onto top of a piece of toast. And then when I broke the yolk, it soaked down into that toast. And that and a couple of patties out there, and everything seemed to be going. So, you know, that went good for breakfast and all. But anyway, well, don't y'all go over, don't buy the place out when you get over there, you know.
Well, I don't think we will. Bernice, she greases the pan, of course, but then she puts a little bit of water in it, and the eggs come out just beautiful white and like they're supposed to. And do you flip them over, Bernice? No, she doesn't flip them over. She's put the lid on it, and they're quite beautiful every time.
Pan with this pan after I cook the sausage in, it's got just enough oil in the bottom of the pan, and these pans stay slick anyway. They're slick as glass, and I put it in this and cook it, and just and I with these new pans, they're so good. They're made for any kind of cook service, and everything cooks up so nice, and I don't burn things, and everything stays like it's supposed to. So anyway, and you get things done like that, and just new cooking skills, as they say.
The only thing I can cook is an egg sandwich with some ketchup on it. I know that probably doesn't sound appetizing to you, but to me it's pretty good. But I rarely do that. Bernice takes good care of us.
Me a fried egg sandwich occasionally. I'll fix scrambled eggs. Like I said, this was my first time at trying to do over easy in a long while, and in this new pan it worked out. So anyway, got that done, and it's all, you know, things are going good there, so I'm working at that, and we'll see what happens and go from there. And sounds like y'all are going to do a bunch of running around today, and I'm glad that you out there on this Monday morning in the traffic, and not me, you know?
Well, thank you for that, Rusty. We are getting ready to take exit 69 up here, off of 85, I guess it is, yeah. Anyways, we've got to go to Ray's Sewing Center in downtown Spartanburg first.
Yeah, I knew Tom was running around on his wife. I just couldn't catch him. KB4CBA.
Now, there goes the neighborhood for sure, Tom. There goes the neighborhood. Well, let me get back to what I'm doing. I got to go catch up to a couple of things and get things done. Tom, I'll leave you with Dave. And I know that's a hard thing to do, but I'm sorry. You'll just have to do your thing. Anyway, we'll talk to you later. Good morning, Dave. You can take KB4CBA to take it. W2T73, guys.
Rusty, I tell you, you're just a great friend. Have a good day, and I'll talk to you later. Go ahead, Tom.
Good to hear you. We'll talk to you down the line. Send Gerald TR. You wouldn't be going to play tennis, would you, Dave?
Dadgum. I mean, everything got rained out last week. It was just unreal.
That's the truth of it. Do you know if they got that bridge fixed over here at Spartanburg? You still got to take them crazy detours.
I haven't been out that way in so long, I couldn't tell you. I don't know.
Neither. Should have asked Rusty. He might have known. But they was replacing a bridge here right about that roundabout as you're entering Spartanburg. I got to go down the main street of Spartanburg there, and that's where Ray's sewing center is. I got to change lanes. I got a hot one coming up here, Camaro, off of the side, and they're always go fast.
Yeah, well, they're, you know, they're putting in those roundabouts everywhere, and it's makes driving interesting for some people that don't know how to use them. I tell you. But anyway, oh, me. It seems like every time I get on Edward Trey, they're doing something different on it, the stretch that I drive on. And I don't see anything so far, but I just got on it, so I got a ways to go.
Over here, I better pay attention because I got to get ready to exit this joint, and I hope you have a wonderful game and a nice day. It's a beauty out there if the wind just died down. KB4CBA in 0TR.
Bernice, make him behave, and we'll talk to you later. I'm going to get out here and get some exercise, and yeah, see if I can hit that little yellow ball. So, but anyway, y'all have fun. Be careful. We'll talk to you later. N0TR KB4 CBA Mobile.